This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
I'm glad I didn't play the Mike McDaniel press conference. Because it's just the off season. I can't expect a lot of juicy comments from it. And really, there wasn't much. There was just one really good comment that I wanted to talk about. I want to elaborate a little bit. And it's pretty cool coming off Omar's segment because we kind of actually touched on something like this. And so I want you to hear Mike McDaniel. He was asked about the fullback position and the explanation of why he has a fullback. And, you know, over the years, a lot of us Dolphin fans have always said, hey, man, why don't you get a fullback, this, that. And the fullback is like this position that has been, I don't know, it's almost eliminated from the NFL. Because of the pass-happy league that it's been, the fullback has kind of lost its place in the league, you know. It's like watching a post-up center in the NBA. It's rare. It's hard to find a center that can post people up nowadays. And it's a skill set that's gone, right? Same thing here with the fullback. And I thought Mike McDaniel's explanation of the fullback is one that would get any Miami Dolphin fan excited. Sean Stanley, sir, can we play that soundbite from Mike McDaniel explaining the fullback?
It's been extremely impactful. I've been fortunate enough since the year 2005 to be in the same structure offense, and this would be my seventh team. And from the starting point, day one installation had a fullback involved. And one of the advantages of a fullback is that you have a backfield player that can give you different numbers on each side of the center depending on the direction he goes. So if you're in just a normal dot formation, you have two eligibles on each side, and then the halfback at home. Well, when you're in the I formation, is it 3x1 or is it 2x2? That's from a starting point. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that a lot of offenses have gone away from that, only because with the historical experience that our staff has had, and myself included, defenses aren't as adept at fitting those types of plays, whether it's runs or passes, and defending against it, which is a competitive advantage when you're able to find a fullback that's, you know, it's just not any ordinary human being, or you must play with a fullback. You have to have an athletic player that is smart and can understand a lot of schemes and can read on the fly. But when that position player plays fast, it can be pretty disruptive to teams that aren't used to going against it.
That is just absolutely sweet. And because he has an understanding that teams don't prepare for a fullback much. Example, and it's a different example, but you can use it. Lamar Jackson. You don't fear Lamar Jackson and Baltimore's passing game. You fear their running game, right? Because Lamar is such a great runner. He can change directions. He can make you miss. He flies like the wind. Nobody has ever run like Lamar Jackson. It's never existed. And then he has a running game next to him, which also adds to it. And he has a very physical line and a team that has that attitude that that's what they do best. All right. So you've got to adjust to that offense. And it takes some time sometimes to adjust to all of that stuff because it's so different. And throughout the week, it's hard for you to prepare for it because you cannot duplicate it in practice. Well, if you don't run a fullback and you don't have a fullback, you're not going to be able to prepare for it the same way because the linebackers aren't meeting fullbacks at the line of scrimmage a lot of times. They're used to meeting running backs. They're used to dealing with, you know, tight ends or somebody else on the line. They're not used to a big, thick dude that's coming that is ready to knock you out at the same time and hits as hard as you do, because that's what fullbacks do. They're used to hitting. And so the preparation is different. So it gives you an advantage against some teams. Obviously, there's still a couple of teams left. If you happen to face one of them, they can at least do some of those elements and kind of do it. And then he talked about how it does give you an advantage on one side of the center or the other side of the center in the blocking schemes, obviously, because it gives you an advantage where you're going to be able to pick up an extra man on either side so you can run a play to whatever side you're going from strong to weak side. You know what I mean? So, again, that gives you a competitive advantage, too, depending on how you move the guy around. And then he talked about how when he can play explosive and fast, because he's used to being in the offense, and he is. And I think when he's talking about that, he's also talking about the passing game, where it's a guy that's going to fake a block and then shoot out and catch a pass and get you 5, 10, 15 yards, you know, downfield. The other thing, when you talk about this, this is now this becomes another cog to your running game, which is the most obvious part that everybody looks at. They don't really look at the competitive advantages that it could create on either side of the center. They don't really think about the preparation from other teams from week in and week out that, oh, this team doesn't have a fullback. They never face fullbacks. This will be a challenge for them. All those kind of things. People look at those, but the obvious one is, well, no, he's going to help in the running game, of course. And that's where you get that extra blocker. And remember, this is the guy that's also going to pick up that extra blitzer for Tua. A major problem last year. You know what I mean? Now, you hope that this offensive line is much better than the one from last year, which would make the job of the running back and the fullbacks a little easier, because they don't have somebody escaping and getting through, and then all of a sudden you've got to pick up that rusher that got free. You know what I'm saying? So the obvious part is that he's going to help in your blocking in your running game, and that he's going to help protect your quarterback. But talking about all the other things, playing fast inside the offense, creating opportunities or advantages on either side of the center in your running game or even in a pass game. And then, of course, the competitive advantage you have in preparation more often than not, because most teams in the NFL, what is it like? What are we down to? 4, 5, 6, 7 teams, 8 teams maybe in the NFL that have a fullback. I don't even know if we go as far as 8. But there's not a lot. So you're going to play against a bunch of teams that don't have quarterback, that don't have fullbacks. So that is a soundbite that just is beautiful. You know what I mean? And that's where what I like about all of this is, if they do figure out the running game, the fact that they have an ultimate dedication to the line, to the run game. And that's going to make Tua so much better this year. But the fact that they've had success, you know, he also talked about this in his press conference. He's been in the same offense now in 6 different teams for 17 years. So he knows the offense inside and out. So he's bringing the philosophy here, and then he's adapting the players that he needs in order to run this offense. Which, again, that familiarity, the fact that he's had success with different teams running that offense, it makes it a lot easier to make that transition here, because he's made it several other times. But the best part about all of this is they have to run the ball. Now, and I don't mean it in a cliche-ish way. Well, of course, oh, you got to run the ball. You got to be successful. You got to run the ball. Every team's got to do that. No. In order to run this offense, you must run the ball. So Mike McDaniel, in every stop that he's been, along with Shanahan and company, they've run the ball. Because the offense doesn't work if you don't run the ball. And offenses don't work nearly as well anyway when you can't run the ball. As great as Marino was, and those of us that had the pleasure, like myself, to watch every snap of Marino's career, we all know that if he had a guy to hand it off to him that would get 12 to 1,500 yards a year, his life would have been a lot easier. The offense would have been a hell of a lot more dangerous. Sure, we had fun watching the Marx brothers run around and Dorio Harris and Jimmy Cephalo and all these guys catch passes and Johnson and Hardy and Rose and all these different cats and Jim Jensen and everything. Yeah, we had fun watching the passing game. But in hindsight, we all know that if Dan actually had the right side of the line in the running game, the Dolphins probably would have won a Super Bowl. So the bottom line is, over the years, oh, we want to run the ball. We want to run the ball. But yeah, if we don't run the ball, we'll just pass and we'll adapt. And well, no, those days are done. These guys have to run the ball. It's the only way they know how to run this offense. And we are a fan base that has had a franchise that over the years can't run the ball. Little windows with Ricky William, a little window with Lamar Smith, a very small window with Jay Ajayi. But outside of that, overall, we never run the ball. We never can really dominate on the ground. And that's the best part about all of this, is that they have the added, it's kind of like the Heat, that if you go play for the Heat, you got to learn how to play some defense. If you can't play defense, we don't really have a lot of use for you. Duncan Robinson. But anyway, so, you know, the good thing about this is you got to run the ball, and they know it.